It's officially the season for music festivals in Michigan, and the floodgates are open.
Well, we're really getting revved up. After an unprecedented year of silence, the floodgates have opened up indeed.
Yep, music festivals, they're back. Maybe this is the news you needed to hear to make your summer that much better, or maybe it's giving you anxiety cold sweats. Either way, today we got you covered on all things music festivals. You're listening to Stateside. I'm Mercedes Mejia, in for April Bear. You might have heard the news this week. As of June 22nd, all indoor capacity restrictions and mask requirements will go away. Outdoor restrictions were already lifted on June 1st, but with little time for concert organizers and promoters to really plan full events for the summer. So what can we expect when it comes to music festivals and concerts? John Sinkovich is editor and publisher of Local Spin's online magazine, and he's our guide for all things music related. So John, wide scope here, what can we expect this summer in terms of music festivals?
When Governor Whitmer made her announcement that some of the capacity restrictions were being lifted for outdoor venues starting in June and then all restrictions as of July, things really started to open up again. And even though we have no Electric Forest, we have no Mopop, we have no Camp Green Sky, some of the bigger festivals that we normally enjoy in the summer, more than 40 music festivals are revving up for the summer, and we've got a lot of those listed at Local Spins. And not only that, but a lot of outdoor concert series are starting up, maybe a little bit later than usual, with DTE Energy Music Theater in the Detroit area, Interlochen up in the Traverse City area, and then of course Meyer Gardens here in Grand Rapids are starting up their outdoor concert series. And like Meyer Gardens is planning a full slate of shows in July, August, and September, as opposed to June, July, and August. So yes, things are revving up, and a lot of people are getting very excited about getting back to the music festival scene, including starting this weekend, because there are a few smaller festivals taking place. You got the Alpena Blues Festival in Alpena, Spirit of the Woods Folk Festival, which is a small one in Brethren, and then things just really get rolling for the rest of the summer.
So not all festivals decided to reopen this year. Some have postponed until 2022. I'm guessing because of COVID concerns. What are you hearing from event organizers?
For many of them, it was just simply a matter of timing. When you are organizing a mammoth music festival with a lot of national touring artists in particular, it's difficult to confirm these dates when you don't know for sure what the capacity restrictions are going to be. You have to really make your plans several months in advance. And because those capacity restrictions and COVID's, you know, upswing, you know, in the spring was a little bit of a concern, a lot of these festivals just decided to play it safe and really are able to book all of these bands for 2022 rather than trying to squeeze things in and maybe change things up at the last second. It requires an enormous amount of planning, not to mention financial investment, to get these things rolling. So for some of the bigger festivals that really depend on national touring acts, it was tough. They had to make a decision early, and a lot of them decided that it was really safer just to wait until 2022. For some of the smaller festivals, especially those that are depending on regional acts, they could make that flexibility and they had the versatility to be able to make the moves, maybe wait a little bit longer, and then make that final decision. So for a lot of the smaller festivals, even though there are some actually relatively bigger festivals happening, a couple in Grand Rapids, including the Upheaval Festival, which is sort of a metal hard rock fest, is actually having its first festival this summer in July at Belknap Park in Grand Rapids, which will also host the sort of electronic music, hip-hop, breakaway music festival at the end of August. Those draw several thousand fans, and a lot of people have been snapping up tickets for those already. There are other new events happening as well. In fact, Green Sky Bluegrass usually hosts what they call their Camp Green Sky in June, but because they couldn't do that, they decided to host a new event in mid-July at Shagbark Farm south of Grand Rapids, where they're going to be playing three straight nights with some opening acts, sort of a mini festival at a place that really isn't going to have a full-fledged festival this summer. And there's several others too. The Big Ticket Festival up in Gaylord is a big Christian music festival. And of course, one of the biggest festivals every year is still happening, the Faster Horses Festival, which is in Brooklyn, Michigan, in Jackson County, with, you know, big names like Jason Aldean and Luke Combs and Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini. That's still taking place in mid-July too. So there are plenty of opportunities for folks to catch some of their favorite festivals. It may not be the full array that you normally expect, but you know, you can wrap up the season with something like Wheatland Music Festival north of Grand Rapids, you know, still in September, and that is like the granddaddy of music festivals, and a lot of people were very happy to see the fact that they decided to go ahead this year.
Well, how are tickets for concerts and festivals selling? I mean, given some people's hesitation to get back to large crowds, do you know?
Well, clearly there's some bottled up demand for these events and concerts because I know ticket sales have been quite brisk for several festivals, including the Upheaval and Breakaway festivals here in Grand Rapids and the new Green Sky Bluegrass Mini Fest that takes place south of town in mid-July. The organizer of that new event told me that the first day sales were impressive and that consumer confidence is on the uptick as more folks get vaccinated. And Jenna Meyer from My Entertainment Group, which is involved with co-hosting Breakaway and Upheaval, told me just this week that ticket sales have been going well, and she senses pent-up excitement from fans who just can't wait to reunite at these festival sites. You know, obviously there's some folks that are going to remain hesitant and cautious about all this, and they might wait till 2022 to get back at it, but I've been going to outdoor shows the past couple of weeks, and there seems to be very little nervousness about reconvening for live music.
In a minute, what music festival safety precautions you can expect this summer. Don't go away. You mentioned capacity, like a few hundred, maybe thousands of people gathering at some of these events. How might safety concerns be addressed? Are some of these places requiring people be vaccinated to enter?
I have not heard that specifically. What they've been telling me is sort of the standard line. We will follow the rules that are in place that the health officials have set in place when that festival takes place, whether that requires some social distancing, whether that requires some mask wearing in different locations, whether that requires folks to, if they are not vaccinated, to be wearing masks. They said they will be following whatever rules are in place at the time that they open those gates and people come in. Now, that might be a little bit harder to actually pull off at bigger festivals and at smaller festivals, but that's what I'm being told.
Well, you've talked to a lot of artists about the impact that the pandemic has had on them. What are they telling you now? Are they ready to get back on stage, or do some maybe want to see how things go with the reopening?
A little bit of both. I think some have been a little bit reluctant to jump back in, but those that have been vaccinated, for the most part, are very anxious to get back out there. And, you know, this is their livelihood, and they've been waiting to play live in front of their fans and their audiences for more than a year. And so many of them have already gotten back out there and are already starting to play in front of fans, and they are loving it. And I think they feel they're pretty comfortable considering the situation right now. Obviously, things could change, but most of them, I think, are pretty comfortable about getting back out there, especially when it comes to outdoor shows.
Well, you talked to Jake Stilson of the Bootstrap Boys. What did he have to say?
Well, they just got done playing some outdoor shows, including they played a string of a series of shows over the course of a little more than 2 days at Cedar Point as Cedar Point got opened. And they were pretty comfortable about actually facing fans for the first time.
It happened right as the new mask mandate came out. And even though park employees were still wearing masks, many people who were outside in the park were not wearing masks at all, and it was just a new and different vibe to be around. When you went indoors, you saw a lot of people who were wearing masks, for sure, still. And I can understand that 100% after the last year and a half of really being held to that standard and inundated. So I can understand it also that maybe it feels great to just unleash it and step out into the public and breathe the fresh air. And as a fully vaccinated person, I don't have any issues with doing that myself right now.
Well, that sounds pretty promising, John. You know, that they're ready to, like you said, to get back on the stage.
Yeah, they have a full slate of shows coming up, and they're not alone. I've talked to a lot of fans that are especially waiting to sort of celebrate the fact that their favorite bands are getting back on stage, whether it's an outdoor festival or a community concert. In fact, we have a listing of outdoor community concerts. These are free shows that communities across the state are staging like every night of the week, and there are like 100 of these series that have started up this summer with shows featuring a lot of regional acts, and a lot of the bands that, you know, we talk about all the time are playing these shows, from the Accidentals to the Bootstrap Boys.
Yeah, plenty of concerts to pick from. But, you know, I'm wondering, we saw a lot of musicians turn to live streaming gigs on Facebook and other platforms. Is that format here to stay, do you think?
It'll certainly happen, especially when things get back closed up again after the summer. I think during the outdoor season, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of that. But I think live streams are here to stay as long as they're professionally done and as long as they are, you know, providing something fresh for listeners, because we were inundated with live streams for a while. And I think sometimes people got a little bit turned off after a while just because they were anxious to actually see people in person. So I think it'll still can take place, but it probably will be in maybe a little bit altered format starting in the fall.
Well, you know, John, we talked about either festivals canceling, postponing, or happening, going on, some of the smaller ones, as well as some of the larger ones. But what I thought was interesting is some of these festivals are kind of getting creative. You know, the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in East Lansing is holding a virtual hybrid festival. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, there's a lot of virtual sort of festivals that are sort of being done in connection with some of the live acts as well. So I think a lot of festivals are considering themselves boutique festivals too, where you get a more intimate experience with a lot of the bands and they're able to actually give you maybe a more immersive experience over the course of a weekend because they have a limited number of bands and a smaller setup. And in some ways, that really gives you a better experience as the person coming in, because some of the bigger festivals, let's face it, you can get lost in the crowd and it's difficult sometimes to keep up with everything that's happening. And so I think some of the newer festivals that are happening, you know, whether it's Lively Lands up north or Big Fam, these are a couple of brand, you know, relatively new festivals that are really sort of getting revved up and are trying to attract an audience that might be more interested in trying to have a cozier, intimate experience.
John, what are the challenges, do you think, for some of these concerts and festivals kicking off this year again?
You know, there are always challenges in putting these events on without even a pandemic involved. But as far as recovering from the COVID setback, the challenge for some event organizers is still that COVID anvil is hanging over their heads. You know, if there's another upsurge in cases or some new development that forces the return of capacity restrictions and other rules, it could really upset the apple cart for their events, and the possibility of more postponements and that dreaded ticket refund situation that might rear its ugly head again. But frankly, I'll bet most of them are more worried about rain and inclement weather at this point. That's always the number one concern for an outdoor event in Michigan.
Well, John, any festivals you're looking forward to getting back to after a long year?
Pretty much every one of them. There is no festival I can think of that I don't want to go back and see, and it's going to be impossible actually to be able to catch all of them. And I think people are going to have to be selective. And if you want to get a real rundown on all that stuff, just take a look at that music festivals list at localspins.com. It's really quite amazing how many events are taking place this summer.
John Sinkovich is editor and publisher of localspins.com. John, thanks so much.
Always great speaking with Michigan Radio. Thank you so much.
And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm Mercedes Mejia, in for April Bear. You can find the full Stateside show at michiganradio.org. Our executive producer is Laura Weber Davis. Today's show was produced by Rachel Ishikawa. Our theme music is by 14KT. Additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks so much for listening. Have a safe weekend.